to do this. It's a great honor, and happy to help out as I can in this way. I do want to say, I always say to myself after I say this that I shouldn't ever say this. But I always can't stop myself from saying, I'm glad you have special pews in the church. But it would be great, I think, maybe next week. Will Wilson be back next week? Oh, so in 2 weeks, whenever Wilson's back, that you would be right up here in the front, full up these pews in the front. That would be great. I said that once to a lady in a church, and she told me that she and her husband had sat in that pew for 50 years together. So that's why I say I shouldn't say that. I'm sorry, I said it again. I did it again, and I shouldn't have done it. It's nice to see you here, and I'm glad you're here. Wow. Let's pray. May the words of our mouths, the meditations of our hearts, and the actions of our lives, O Lord, may these things be acceptable to you, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. The scripture today reminds me a little bit of a song. I can't remember how it starts. I'm going to get it in a minute because it happens to me every time I've worked on this all week. I've thought, I'll get to that song and I won't be able to remember. oh, dear. I should have put it on my guitar. Anyway, the idea is that it's hard to live as a disciple of Jesus. It's not an easy thing to do. And if you can think about it for a minute, you can imagine listening to the television or the news, or if you're a computer person on your computer, you see all the time, or you hear all the time, we are experiencing in our society all the time people and experiences and influence on us of lies, of untruths, of people not treating each other with kindness and generosity. In that milieu, in that society, in that place that we seem to live in, it's hard to do what Jesus wants us to do: love, joy, peace, patience, etc., kindness, goodness, faithfulness. You got it too, right? Gentleness and self-control. It's difficult. I don't know where we get the notion that that it's easy, because I don't know that Jesus ever said it's easy. He said, I don't have a place to sleep. You want to join me? He said, when people are mean to you, like excluding them from your village, you have to love them. You don't call down fire from heaven on them. You love them. And that is the freedom you have as one of my disciples, according to the scripture today. You can love, you can be joy, you can be peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control in the world, in a place where that's really not so easy to do. In fact, it's pretty hard to do. I've been thinking about it all week long, this notion of what would be the minimum standards of a disciple of Jesus. And I think, maybe this is too easy to say, but I think that the minimum standards would be the Ten Commandments. Just, you know, because most people know them. They're even in some of our town halls and courtrooms and stuff like that. And the Ten Commandments would be pretty much a standard minimum. And what are some of those things? Well, the first one is, you know, put God first. I wonder how easy that is. Every time I go by the Mega Millions sign, every single time, I start thinking of all the good things I would do with that money. And I start thinking about relying on me and not putting God first. Maybe that's not your problem. Maybe that's not your weakness. Maybe that's not where it comes down for it. But plenty of people in our society, I just said to my wife the other day, you know, that Mega Millions is really growing very slowly. I can remember 2 weeks or 4 months ago, it was growing like $100 million a week. I don't ever buy a ticket, please. Because I'm convicted by the time I've gone by the sign that I've got to put God first in my life if I really want to be a disciple of Jesus. Sometimes that's difficult. How about this one? Everybody uses this, and I hope that nobody here does. But it seems to me that everybody in our society is now using OMG everywhere. Doesn't that stand for Oh My God? And doesn't that violate another one of the commandments? That we should honor God's name and keep it holy and not put it in our emails unless we're trying to be holy about it? But OMG comes nowhere near holiness in my mind. Maybe it is in yours, so excuse my offending you. But that's another, I'm not going to go through every commandment. I'm just saying it's tough in this world. There's people who have really nice cars or really nice homes or really nice vacations. And I don't know about you, but sometimes I go, wow, that'd be nice. I think that's coveting. And that's another one. I'm falling down. It's hard. It's tough. It's not an easy thing. And Jesus doesn't make it any easier today in the things he says. Hey, look, here's what you could look forward to as my disciple. No place to sleep. Not regular food. And when people turn against you, no fire from heaven. You've got to love them instead. You've got to care for them. In fact, the reason you've been set free from sin and misery and all the rest of that stuff is not to lord it over anybody or to call down fire from heaven to anybody, but to love them. And of course, love them like God loves you, Jesus is saying to me, which means love them first. Love them like God loves them, not like you want to love them, but like God knows they need to be loved. Even tougher. Because I think we have to get to know somebody to know how it is that we can bring God's word of life into their lives in a loving, caring way. We just don't beat it over their heads with a Bible. We have to find out the way that each person needs to hear God's word today. Well, I don't know how this fits in at all, except for that it does for me, so I'm sharing it. I've had the honor and privilege to journey to India 6 or 7 times. You know, there's a 1.3 billion people in India. That 0.3 is just about how many people live in the United States. 300 million. And that 0.3, that 300 million, they are as well off as any of us in our country. Some of them are some of the richest people in the world, but overall, they kind of look like the middle and upper class of our country looks. And there's about as many of them as there are in our country. Which leaves a billion people in poverty. Many of them in extreme poverty. Not like what's going to be for dinner, but like whether I will eat in the next 2 or 3 days or not. To be there and to see that is heart-wrenching. I go once a year, someplace they take high school students around the world, and it's the hardest place I go, to see a billion poor people. One day, I'm sitting in the airport, and also, they're awful lot, they sit a lot closer together than we do. They stand a lot closer together than we do. It's a billion people. Imagine fitting a billion people in the space between the East Coast and the Mississippi River. That's a billion people in there, because that's how big India is. They're close together. So I'm watching them walk by one day, and it occurred to me that I ought to do this. Push on, good people, push on. Push on, good people, push on. Push on, good people, push on. Life is life, so sing along. Live on, hungry people, live on. Live on, hungry people, live on. Live on, hungry people, live on. Life is hard, still sing along. Love on, everybody, love on. Oh, love on, everybody, love on. Love on, everybody, love on. Life is life, please sing along. Hope on, hurting people, hope on. Hope on, hurting people, hope on. Hope on, hurting people, hope on. Life is hard, still sing along. Pray on, faithful neighbor, pray on. Pray on, faithful neighbor, pray on. Pray on, faithful neighbor, pray on. Life is life, so sing along. Here's the good news. Remember when you were learning, you didn't, no, none of us probably remember this. Remember when we were learning to walk? It was difficult for us. We don't remember it. But if you've seen a grandchild or a child or a niece or a nephew walk, they fall down, they get up, you get them back, they fall down. Right? Or how about when you learn to ride a bike? Terror about falling and skinning your knees. But it's going to happen, and you're going to fall off that bike several times before you finally got it. Your parent, your family, when you were learning to walk, your parent, your family, or the person who taught you that bike was there with you the whole time. They let you fall sometimes because you got to fall to learn how to get up and get going again. But they were there with you. There is a cross involved in life as a disciple of Jesus Christ. There is a cross involved. There is one for you and for me. It's a hard thing. But there's also one that Jesus has already taken on for all of us. And no matter whether you're learning to walk or ride a bike or being a disciple, God is always present, offering us freedom, offering us love, offering us the chance to be evidence of the fruit of the Spirit once again. That's the good news of the gospel, is that God never leaves us, that God, no matter how hard it seems, is always going to be with us, reaching out, hoping. We get it again. And we'll say one more time today, and then tomorrow, and then tomorrow, yes, I'll follow you, Jesus, wherever you go, no matter how hard it is, because I know there's nothing better than the presence of God in our lives. Amen.